This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The Pentagon has confirmed that North Korea fired multiple ballistic missiles early Thursday that flew more than 300 kilometers and then fell into the ocean. VOA's Bill Gallo has details.
The launch comes as U.S. Special Representative for North Korea, Stephen Biegun, visits South Korea. And hours after the North described its firing of rocket artillery and an apparent short-range ballistic missile on Saturday as a regular and defensive military exercise. Pyongyang also ridiculed South Korea for criticizing those launches. Some analysts have said that if the North returns to testing the kind of longer-range banned ballistic weapons that it fired in unusually large numbers in 2017, it may signal that a frustrated North Korea is turning away from diplomacy. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
At the White House Thursday afternoon, President Donald Trump said he is taking a wait-and-see stance on the launches.
Well, we're looking at it very seriously right now. They were smaller missiles, short-range missiles. Nobody's happy about it, but we're taking a good look, and we'll see. We'll see.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has said he wants the U.S. to relax sanctions in exchange for dismantling his nuclear program. But Trump says he will not ease sanctions until Kim commits to abandoning his whole nuclear arsenal. U.S. authorities announced Thursday they seized a North Korean cargo vessel for allegedly violating international sanctions by transporting coal. The Justice Department's National Security Division said the ship, the Wise Honest, was first impounded in April of last year by foreign maritime authorities in Indonesia. It's now on its way to the United States. The Justice Department statement said the seizure is the first time the U.S. has taken possession of a North Korean cargo vessel for violating international sanctions. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Top U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators concluded the first of 2 days of talks late Thursday as they tried to rescue a trade deal that is close to collapsing. Chinese Vice Premier Liu He, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin talked for 90 minutes and were expected to resume negotiations on Friday. Before they meet again, the United States will have increased tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. President Trump said Thursday at the White House the United States cannot afford to pay China $500 billion a year anymore.
I like the president a lot. He's a friend of mine. But I'm representing the USA, and he's representing China. And we're not going to be taken advantage of anymore. We're not going to pay China $500 billion a year.
Consumer products, including cell phones, computers, clothing, and toys, are expected to be hit hard by the new tariffs. China has said it will retaliate with tariffs on U.S. products. Worries about the trade dispute sent stock prices tumbling on Wall Street, with all three major indices closing in negative territory. President Donald Trump has settled on acting defense secretary, that is, Patrick Shanahan, to lead the Pentagon. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Patrick Shanahan appears to be in line to be President Donald Trump's second Secretary of Defense. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders released a statement saying Shanahan is beyond qualified to lead the Department of Defense and he will do an excellent job. The 56-year-old Shanahan has been serving as acting secretary since January 1st. The former Boeing executive, who served as deputy secretary for 2 years under Jim Mattis, is not known to face any organized opposition in Congress. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Hate crime charges have been filed in Southern California against John T. Ernest, the man accused of a deadly attack on a local synagogue outside of San Diego. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The 109 hate crime charges make Ernest eligible for the death penalty.
That's one count for every person in the synagogue on April 27th.
One person was killed. U.S. Attorney Robert Brewer says after the shooting, the suspect called 911.
Ernest stated to the dispatcher, quote, "I just shot up a synagogue. I'm just trying to defend my nation against the Jewish people. They're destroying our people."
Last month, Ernest pleaded not guilty to state charges in California of murder and attempted murder. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more on these stories, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.